You are listening to the download edition of the Wall Street Update of World Business Report for Monday, the 17th of August. I'm Marie Keyworth. Now, if you run a business, there's nothing quite like getting a big order for what you're trying to sell. So one can only imagine the cheers and backslapping that went on at Airbus today when the company landed their biggest ever request for their product, aeroplanes. The Indian budget airline IndiGo confirmed it was buying 250 of Airbus's A320neo planes in a deal worth $26 billion. To find out more, earlier I spoke to air transport consultant John Strickland.
This is very good news for Airbus. IndiGo is one of the most successful, if not the most successful, low-cost airlines in India. There are several airlines in that bracket in the Indian market, but IndiGo is noted for the fact it's actually making money out of that market.
Because, of course, there must be a lot of competition between aircraft makers, particularly Airbus's biggest rival, Boeing, over in America. Will they be looking across the Atlantic at the European Airbus and a bit green with envy?
Well, certainly that is always the case, and both manufacturers want to succeed in the short-haul aircraft segment, and Airbus stole something of a march on Boeing because the Airbus A320 was already a successful aircraft family, as has been Boeing's 737 short-haul family of aircraft. But Airbus took the initiative to go for this NEO, which stands for New Engine Option, and to take that next step leading to better performing engines which burn less fuel, which is something airlines are all looking for. Boeing at the time had been somewhat contemplating, did they go for a completely new plane or did they modify the 737? So while they were thinking, Airbus was already signing up orders from airlines who were literally drooling at the thought of getting engines that were more efficient. So Boeing subsequently came out with their MAX aircraft. It's also garnering very good orders itself, and we've got to remember this is a vast global market running into many thousands of aircraft, but that doesn't mean that there's any less intensity in the competition between the two manufacturers to win orders.
What does this tell us about the Asian market and, I suppose, the fact that this is where the big orders are coming from now?
Well, the Asian market is very buoyant. India in particular is a growth market stemming from the sizable population of India, and not only the overall demographic of a substantial population, but the fact there is a growing middle class, and those middle classes in many countries, not only India, want to travel and have a means to travel, which is why we're seeing the rise of low-cost airlines. And this is where manufacturers such as Boeing and Airbus are seeing their biggest orders.
Are we going to see orders of this magnitude becoming more common, or is this a bit of a one-off?
Well, we've got other similar orders, and I think we will see more in the years ahead. It's never something you can be quite precise about, but both manufacturers publish 30-year market forecasts, and they issue those each year. And if you look at those reports from both manufacturers, you see the optimism they both expect in markets such as India and Asia, is certainly the largest growth markets in the world, and they account for the biggest share, consequently, of future expected orders, and it really does look very, very buoyant in the years ahead.
John Strickland there. Now for a look at what happened on Wall Street today, and to find out what moved an otherwise quiet market, I spoke to Peter Jankowskis from Oakbrook Investments in Chicago.
There were two main reports. The first one came out before the market opened, and it was a survey of manufacturing in the New York State area. That was a pretty downbeat survey, a lot worse than people were expecting. And as a result, the market started the day down about 0.5%. But then about 30 minutes into the market, another report came out relating to home builders and their expectations, and it was more upbeat than expected. So the market reversed course and rose about 1% from its lows and finished the day up about 0.4%.
You said that the data out of New York State wasn't so good and that affected markets in the morning. How is it the case that some data just from one small part of America, such as that, can affect the whole way things go?
Well, part of it is that right now there's not a lot of news reports coming out, and investors are just kind of latching on to what's happening. In general, trading volume right now is low, so just a few traders can influence the direction of the market. And you know, that's in a nutshell what's been happening here. It's been a pretty quiet market, so you know, reports that normally wouldn't attract a lot of interest have a little more significance than they normally would.
Peter Jankowskis, and the Dow closed up 0.4% at 17,545.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.